Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and it's the twofer of free speech, because you get two Patrick and Jeremy shows for the price of one, which is zero. It's zero. It's free. It's coming at you for free, all this free speech, good stuff, but we want you to pay for it. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage, it's badly needed, get your Boomer checkbook or your money order from Piggly Wiggly, and mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Is that right, Jeremy?
That's correct.
You are correct, sir.
I'm correct. Okay, good. So we were just going on and on and on about China. Why were we talking about China and Taiwan?
Because whoever gets the presidency next, they're going to be pushed to do conflict with China in some form over Taiwan. Yeah. And we're gonna shift from Ukraine over to Taiwan. That's why we were talking about it.
Okay. And what about these reports of Chinese police stations everywhere in America?
It's so fake. It's so fake and gay. ABC News 11, DOJ accuses China of using a police station to spy on and harass dissidents inside of the U.S. And so you got the FBI here on Monday revealing supposedly what it said is expanding espionage and security activity by the Chinese government on U.S. soil. DOJ announced that three cases suggesting more brazen activity by China inside the U.S. in the wake of the spy balloon controversy. We can't get away from the balloon. It's going to just keep coming back. One case involves Chinese security officials spying on Zoom calls and harassing participants identified as targets. And then you have this thing that the article brings up of supposedly the Chinese government setting up police stations. Now, this whole thing just sounds so fake and gay. And it sounds to me like whoever's going to take power in 24. You've got all of this out there now to convince whoever takes power that we need to crack down on China because they're spying on us and they're setting up all of these police stations and, you know, they're spying on us through Zoom and through TikTok. It's just terrible. It's horrible. It's a foreign entity spying on the U.S., and then this in the light of the document leaks. You know, you got people working for foreign powers. So therefore, if Republic Broadcasting or Daily Stormer or the RightStuff.biz, if any of our, you know, alternative medias are pro-China, or not even pro-China, but if we're not just anti-China or any of the such, we could be suspect. We could be put on a list of websites that aren't allowed to be visited. And if you get a VPN to visit them, if the Restrict Act goes in, then you could be facing, 20 years in prison and multiple fines. That's where we're going. That was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Now, I don't know if I have the best examples. I think there was a movie called French Connection, and Gene Hackman is an actor. And he went over to Paris. He was a policeman. And was he a New York City cop or was he an FBI agent? I think he was a New York City cop. And he went over to Paris to chase down some drug dealer or something like that. So, you know, I don't know how real these things are. But having FBI or CIA or some other U.S. government official in another country keeping an eye on things, is that so hard to imagine? I mean, we've got embassies all over the place, and these people in the embassies and consulate office, we've got military bases in 100 countries or something. Oh, we got military bases all over the place. So the idea that that China would not have anybody over here keeping an eye on its own dissidents, I mean, the whole thing, what makes this so fake and gay is they're just calling these police stations. You know, so I'm sure there are people who work for the Chinese government who have an office somewhere, and now they're going to call that a police station. Now, it's not as if you've got Chinese people in our cities with cop cars and badges going around arresting people. Okay, you don't have that. But you do in New York. You have in Crown Heights and Williamsburg, you've got these basically publicly sanctioned Jewish police that have Jewish cop cars. You actually do have that. And of course, you've got Israelis all over the U.S. doing all sorts of spying things. What were the dancing Israelis doing? You know, they were keeping an eye on things, weren't they? The dancing Israelis from 9/11. I mean, you had Israelis everywhere. So the idea that there wouldn't be Chinese government officials or government-linked people along with, all sorts of foreign governments are going to have their government-linked people employed or whatever keeping tabs on their foreign nationals here. I mean, I remember in the 1970s, you had the Shah of Iran he had agents, Savak agents, all over the United States keeping tabs on America. I was going to high school with Iranians, and I used to try to talk to them, and nobody wanted to talk because they were worried about Savak. You had the South Korea, the Korean CIA. There was this big Korea Gate scandal in the 1970s. So, I mean, the thing is, you have in America foreign government-linked people who are operating, and you've got American government-linked people all over the world. And to all of a sudden say this is a police station, all of a sudden just say it's a police station is so retarded.
Well, you got what's Falun Gong? Falun Gong, you know, that's the right-wing religious, probably CIA set up fake Christians in China, right?
Well, they're not really Christians. I mean, unless you think that this guy who lives like in Williamsport, Pennsylvania or somewhere, some Chinese guy who lives in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, unless you think he's like a reincarnation of Jesus and that's Christianity. Or he's,
I think maybe they've infiltrated Christian groups then.
Yeah, actually, I think the Falun Gong guy, does he say he's Jesus or does he say he's the Buddha? I'm not even sure. But it's some guy. There's some guy who's alive. He's like mid-70s. And that's who's worshipped.
Right. Well, I think
they worship him sometimes by like hanging cinder blocks from their testicles.
Well, I think my whole point is that the Falun Gong thing is a CIA op.
Yeah, CIA. CIA linked, CIA infiltrated for sure.
Until, I mean, we got our groups in China. They maybe have their groups here. I mean, you know, what's the whole thing of Russians having KGB sleeper agents in the U.S.? I mean, that was a whole thing. I remember a movie in the 1980s called Little Nikita. And, you know, it was about a young man who grew up in America, and when he became a teenager, he realized that his parents were KGB sleeper agents. The actor's name was River Phoenix.
Yeah,
Little Nikita. Yeah, you had that. I don't know, but this whole police station thing, this whole thing sounds just totally fake. I don't believe it.
I think what's going on is the type of stuff that goes on all over the place. That all these countries do it. China's a big country, and there's a lot of Chinese people here, but it goes on. All these countries do it in America. America does it in all these countries, but all of a sudden they've just they've started calling these police stations to provoke outrage. And it's working. It'll work with the boomers. It'll work. They'll say they've got police stations here, just like the spy balloon. It's so retarded.
And so one of the results I get from the Stormer here, the DOJ is just arresting random Chinamen in the streets of New York. This is one of the results of this police station hoax. DOJ on Monday arrested two New Yorkers, charging them with helping the government of China establish a secret police station in Manhattan. This, to me, seems all just to foment this whole conflict with China. You know, so that whoever they put in the presidency in the U.S. will just go right along with it. What's the end result? I mean, it can't be a hot war. Certainly the U.S. does not want a hot war with China. I mean, that would be bad for the globe. Iron Curtain? I mean,
bad for global warming.
Well, what's that?
It'll be bad for global warming.
It would be. Nuclear bombs being set off in cities would warm the globe very much. But, I mean, what about this? I think Anglin puts forth this thesis of a new Cold War with China and an Iron Curtain. How does that work? Here's my thing. This is a legit question. How does the U.S. foment war with Russia and China and not go total isolationist, because that's the only way it would work? I mean, the U.S. allow, you know, and Europe depends on Russia and China, you know, doing gas, and China doing medicines and chips and all of that. You can't do a global war in this current year unless you go total isolationist. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
what would be the purpose of establishing a new Iron Curtain, is what I'm asking.
Well, the Iron Curtain is just as useful as a pandemic or a 9/11 or something like that in you know, maintaining a state of emergency. And having a pretext for cracking down on people and a pretext for all sorts of other things. Now, I just want to say that regarding if the government of China has officials over here keeping tabs on Chinese people, I don't care. What I care about is that the government of the United States and the power structure in the United States is keeping tabs on us. And they're keeping tabs on us bigly. Big time, and they're cracking down on us. Why should I care about whether the Chinese government is keeping tabs on? And honestly, from what I can tell, there really aren't very many anti-Chinese government Chinese people over here. Maybe there are some. Maybe they're keeping tabs on the Falun Gong people, but you know, most of the Chinese people here just seem to want to make some money. They don't seem particularly political to me in any way. But you look back at, say, the beginning of World War One, and I don't think any of these governments really wanted war, but they didn't know how to avoid war. And I think here we do have some pretty we have people who are in charge of our foreign policy who aren't that super bright and have some weird motives. And, you know, they're Jews for the most part. They're Jews or people who are just in a Jewish orbit. And I don't think they really, I think their initial plans haven't panned out the way they wanted to with overthrowing Putin. That didn't pan out. And I think they're kind of, at this point, I really think they're kind of improvising. I don't see some grand master plan here. I think they're kind of improvising, making up stuff as they go along, and because their initial plans didn't work out, these are all very, very provisional.
Well, and we have plenty of stuff to worry about here. So the Biden entity ended the coronapocalypse with a stroke of a pen. That's interesting. The pandemic's over. So now that means Title 42 is going to expire.
Can I say something? It ended with a stroke of a pen. It ended with the stroke of a pen, just like it began.
Good call. I mean, so what does that mean for immigration? So Title 42, Trump's executive order, being able to deport people from these countries south of the American border that, you know, could be dangerous if they came in here with the coronavirus. And so that's over, and you have like 40,000 plus migrants at the border waiting for it to end. Well, you know, back in the fall of 2022, the Supreme Court extended it out because Democrats who just love brown people and they want to accelerate white genocide, they want to try to end it early. But the Supreme Court did, you know, step in and say that they're going to extend it. So we're going to assume that with the pandemic officially being over, Title 42 is going to expire. And all of these, 40,000 plus third world detritus is going to move into the U.S. and get processed. So we got that to worry about. That's one thing. Do you have a comment on that? There's many other things like black crime, but what do you think about Title 42 expired?
Yeah, so anybody who's ever run any kind of organization, and I've only run small ones, but even running a small organization or just like teaching a class, or if you're in the military, you got some people under you, you should know that imposing your will on people isn't necessarily easy or automatic. Just because somebody is nominally under your supervision doesn't mean they're going to do what you say, right? They might not openly defy you, but they're not necessarily going to do what you say. And when Trump was president, you know, the United States government's got millions of employees, and quite a few of them were able to resist his policies. And that having been said, there, you know, because people who work in bureaucracies and organizations, they can have their own agenda. And not everybody who works in the United States government is a dedicated enemy of the United States people, of the American people. Not all of them. And some people, I'm not even joking when I say this, a lot of people don't realize that, but not all of the people who work for the American government hate the American people. So in the border enforcement agencies, there are people who want to enforce the border, there actually are. And this Title 42 was something that they could use, even though their ultimate bosses in the White House and in Homeland Security want open borders. The people lower down were able to use this in order to at least mitigate somewhat this flood of immigrants. Now, presumably, this tool that the underlings had at their disposal to at least somewhat resist the flood of immigrants, that's being taken away from them. And so, yeah, maybe we're going to see the immigrants increase from infinity to infinity plus. Infinity
yes.
square. Yeah.
Infinity. And we have enough.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and check it.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Infinity Plus.
Infinity
yes. Square. Yeah.
Infinity. And we have enough black crime here without even more third world black crime being immigrated in. You mentioned when we were on the break, I think you mentioned the black individual that rang a doorbell and got shot. So that might be a new George Floyd. We've got that. We've got the, oh, this is something we didn't cover. A white security guard in Target punching a black woman after she demands reparations. Did you see that? Yeah, I watched the video. So, I mean, yeah, this black female pushed her way into the security guard's office and just wouldn't stop, and I guess made an attack towards him, and he defended himself by punching her. So we can get into a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, I mean, I was taught never to hit a woman, and in retrospect, obviously, I was taught wrong. I think that guy was completely justified. And he, like, okay, so he did punch her in the face, but there wasn't any real damage done, and she absolutely was asking for it.
Well, and I mean, I've been trained in martial arts. Like, I can pretty much hold somebody off without damaging them, but not everybody has that training.
Yeah.
And this black woman was definitely the aggressor here. So, You know, I haven't seen anything. They haven't made a big deal about this. It's kind of been like memory hold. I haven't seen any more articles on it. But just the whole thing let's get into self-defense concerning women. I mean, they want to be equal to men, right? So, I mean, if they're swinging punches at you, I mean, would you be demeaning them? I mean, would you be like considering them less if you didn't defend yourself as you would against a man? So hey, there's that.
Yeah, and we apparently are about to have women top commanders of branches of the U.S. military. I was reading an article. They're going to reshuffle the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and there are women candidates for the top job in the Army, in the Navy, in the Air Force, and even a woman as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So we're going to have a female-run military.
But what even is a woman or a man? I mean, we're in this transgender age. I got another one here. Washington State is going to allow transgender interventions on minors without parental consent. So in Washington State, if transgender teenagers want to mutilate their genitals, they can go to Washington State and do that. That's the thing.
And it's not just without parental consent, but with a parent losing custody. If parents don't consent, they lose custody.
And they'll take the children. That's the thing. So scenario. So like when your child goes to a public school, a lot of people don't understand this, but when you sign papers for the child to go to public school, you know, the child is under the jurisdiction of the public school. So social services can intervene and interrogate the child without parental consent or lawyers or anything. But basically the public school has been given the rights of a parent. And so this could be a good thing. I mean, if a child is being abused, you know, the public school can bring social services in and interview the child without the abusive parents knowing it, and maybe remove that child from an abusive environment. But in this context, in Washington, if you don't want your child to mutilate their genitals and they have been convinced that they should do so, the child can be interviewed by social services in Washington State, and social services can come in and take the child from you and let them go through the whole process.
Yeah.
That's the thing that the bill.
Yeah. These Jews are literally getting gay with kids. They are, you know, I take that from a South Park episode, but it's true. And it's not just me who says it. Joe Biden went before this Jewish group and said, if it wasn't for Jews, we wouldn't have gay marriage. We wouldn't have all this gay stuff. And it's true. They're totally getting gay with kids. They're really imposing this. You know, so much of it is through the media, and it came through the media first. And now it's come, and now the government is getting behind the media, getting behind the Jewish media, and totally getting gay with kids. And they're transifying them, mutilating them. And, you know, 6 or 7, 8 years ago, if I was on Stormfront and people would call up and they'd say, this is white genocide. And I'd say, well, okay, if you look at the definition of...
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Six or seven, 8 years ago, if I was on Stormfront and people would call up and they'd say, this is white genocide. And I'd say, well, okay, if you look at the definition of genocide under the United Nations Treaty or Convention on Genocide, you could actually make that case. But in order to explain it to people, you'd have to go into all these legalistic details. That's what I was saying. So I said, it just makes more sense to talk about white replacement. But at this point, you don't really have to go into these details. It's seeming more and more obvious when everything that's going on, it's seeing to talk about white genocide. There's a lot less you have to explain to people.
Yeah, and you may be saying, well, Jeremy and Patrick, I mean, that's Washington State. That's a liberal state. Well, let's look at Texas. I mean, Jeff Younger, Dallas, Texas, his wife divorced him and took custody of the kids. And she claimed that the two boys, the sons of Jeff Younger, she claimed that they wanted to be girls. And he would not allow that. And they stripped him of his parental rights. But not only that, the Dallas, Texas court ruled that this female could take Jeff Younger's sons, move to California, not give him a forwarding address, and let them go through gender transition. This in a conservative state like Texas. So yeah, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. And remember, I don't remember what year it was that the Massachusetts courts decided that that the founders of, you know, the pilgrims who founded Massachusetts, that they intended in the Constitution for there to be gay marriage. But it wasn't that long ago. It was like 2010 or 2011 or something. And then within just a few years, by 2015, you had gay marriage all over the country. So, you know, I don't remember if it was 4 years, if it took 7 years, but it wasn't that many years. And so for one state to start this, there's just going to be a big domino effect. So it is. And then, you know, just getting back to the white genocide, getting back to these riots in Chicago over the weekend. They're not even being called riots. It's being called a takeover of the downtown. And this isn't people out in their own ghettos. This isn't south side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. This is the very nicest part of downtown Chicago, Millennium Park. I was there over the winter. I was in Millennium Park. I had some business there. And, you know, I walked around. And I thought, this is really nice. I just know that, you know, in the Summer of Love and periodically thereafter, in these nice parts of downtown Chicago, there had been mass looting and things. But this is just a massive riot. Tucker Carlson was playing clips of it tonight. And while I don't think he ever said the word black, he did say that white people were being beaten because of the color of their skin. So he is talking about like white people as victims, and everybody can see on the film that it's blacks, but even he won't say that it's blacks. And then he has this mayor elect of Chicago saying, well, we shouldn't call these, we shouldn't villainize these kids. You know, some of them are hungry and they just need something to eat. And meanwhile, you've got corporations looting black and brown and white people in Chicago every day with, you know, through taxes. Yeah. Through taxes. So that's the new guy. And then the old lesbian, what's her name? E.T. Phone Home. You know who I'm talking about.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, Beetlejuice. You know, she was saying the same type of thing. And so but these people were elected. I mean, obviously Chicago's had a long history of fakery in elections, but still, I mean, this is our democracy. And if in our democracy, you have a city that is majority black or close to majority black, you know, there are more blacks than whites. I don't know if it's more blacks than whites in Chicago, but it's something like that. It's close enough. And if the majority say that blacks should be able to beat and loot and destroy and kill, then that's democracy. But this is what Dr. Duke's going to be talking about tomorrow. Meanwhile, it's just been announced that hundreds of people who took part in the 2017 torchlit parade in Charlottesville, that they are going to be rounded up January 6th style. You know how anybody who walked into the Capitol that they could find out has been rounded up, just hundreds and hundreds of people. So now they're going to go back to the that torchlit rally where people just walked around carrying a torch because the torch was cool, because there is some, you know, Reconstruction era law in Virginia about, you know, criminalizing burning things in order to intimidate others. Right. So I guess it's, you know, against burning crosses. So, well, these torches did have fires. It's not as if they were burning anything other than the oil and the tiki torches. But somebody can just say, well, I was intimidated by that. Well, what about in Chicago where they were burning cars? They were burning cars. Oh, well, that would never intimidate anybody. You know, so it's the hypocrisy, the double standard, everything's getting just so rank. And as much as Tucker Carlson and all these conservatives want to avoid saying black and desperately want to avoid saying Jew. Well, the black part is obvious. The Jewish part, people have been so desensitized to what Jewish is that they can probably get away with not talking about Jews and have everything be a distraction, you know, that's the Chinese or whatever. But yeah, anyway, that's my rant. I kick it over to you.
I mean, that's the scenario being painted here is the U.S. empire is collapsing and they can't exercise their will on foreign countries. And so they're going to turn in internally and, put power and exercise their power on the populace of the U.S., the white male Christian populace specifically. That's what I see.
Yeah. So I don't know if you heard it, but last week, was it last Thursday or Friday? I had a Boomer Vision show where I was talking about, people say America is Weimar America. I think I mentioned, who did I mention that today? Did I mention it to Filbert or to David Duke? Yeah. And he said, oh, we're way, or maybe it was you. And you said, we're way beyond Weimarica. Was that you?
That was Filbert.
Oh, that was Filbert. We're way beyond Weimarica. Yeah. But Vichy. So after Germany in World War II in 1940 that they invaded France, or 39 they invaded, they occupied the top part of France and then the bottom part of France. They just let it rule itself. And
the Germans,
honestly,
right. You're talking about the German invasion of France, right?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I don't know if we're going to be able to do anything about Chicago, but maybe my question to anybody out there, and this is just a question, it's just a hypothetical, if the Russians or the Chinese or any other country was willing to occupy Chicago and other problem cities, would that be a benefit to us? It's a hypothetical.
Well, in that scenario, they would take over the cities of the U.S. and the rest of the populace would just go on as business as usual.
If it was like Vichy style.
Yeah. I mean, to go along with that, something that I've sort of thought would happen is just, you know, conservative states do not acknowledge the federal government and just do business with foreign entities. So in that scenario, states in America, let's say, I don't know, 25, 30 states, just trade and do business with Russia and China, and the federal government being totally irrelevant. You would sort of do a reverse Civil War thing.
Yeah. So the thing about that is that if you're talking about a state by state basis, we would be abandoning all the good people in Southern Illinois, for instance, because they're stuck in the same state as these people in Chicago.
Right.
And those are good people down there in Southern Illinois. So the thing is, if we're to do this through our constitutional process, it winds up being on a state-by-state basis. Whereas if a foreign military, I'm just talking hypothetically, but if a foreign military was involved, they could just say, oh, these are the problem areas that need to be contained, and they would, you know, they could contain Chicago, and they wouldn't have to extend their occupation down into Southern Illinois.
Right.
Why would they? I don't know. I'm just talking. This is just kind of spitballing. But I think it's interesting to think about.
Or there could just be a bunch of redistricting going on.
Yeah, my whole thing is that we we have been so abused, psychologically abused. Our people are just, I don't think we can handle it. I just don't. I think we're so abused that there, you know, we're getting to the point where it's just hard to deny a genocide, and yet nobody, they're not even talking about blacks, let alone Jews. Nobody will mention Jews, and instead they want to talk about a Chinese police station, an imaginary Chinese police station, right? I just don't think, we can do it. I think we have been too demoralized and abused, and we're not up to the task. And I think we should just admit we're not up to the task. And but I do have some hope, because the people who repress us have other enemies. They've made other enemies, and those enemies are the governments of Vladimir Putin and the CCP. The CCP. What was it? I was hearing something. So I think it was the show before Tucker or something. I was trying to listen to Tucker tonight, and I don't know where it was, but they were talking about TikTok, and they said the government run TikTok. No, CCP run TikTok. The CCP run. It's not CCP run. It's, I don't even think it's majority Chinese owned. It's, you know, it's listed on the stock exchange. It's not run by the CCP. It's so stupid. But people, you know, the conservatives will all go on for that. All the CCP stuff, it's really resonating with them. But they won't say the word. They won't say blacks, and they certainly won't say Jews.
Well, here's a question I have. So if they do this Restrict Act and, you know, they try to round up, that would be rounding up a lot of Americans. January 6th on steroids. Will the local sheriffs in conservative areas, will they comply? And all they got to do is not comply. We saw this in COVID. You know, in COVID lockdowns, there were a lot of sheriffs that just didn't enforce the unconstitutional mandates. But we could see that. We could see the federal government say, well, we're going to round these people up, and the local law enforcement just not comply. You know, non-compliance, that's a great form of secession.
Well, are you talking about non-compliance with regards to what? With regards to the Restrict Act, which would be called the Repress Act?
Yeah, so like scenario, you've got people in a rural area that are still accessing websites that the government does not want them to access, and the feds try to come in and arrest them, but the local sheriff and the local law enforcement just don't comply. They just don't allow it to happen. I mean, we saw it in COVID. Yeah. Many sheriffs, even in California and New York, in the rural areas, just didn't implement, they didn't enforce the COVID lockdowns.
So this is where I see it. This is what I see as the difference. The COVID lockdowns and the vaccine mandates and everything, this was aimed at everybody. These were measures aimed at repressing everybody. The Restrict Act, I don't think, is aimed at everybody. I don't think they have any thoughts of preventing everybody from looking at TikTok or looking at whatever, because most people aren't looking at problem websites. They're not. Most people aren't listening to RBN or whatever. This is more aligned, more akin to the Patriot Act, or that what I was mentioning it with Filbert today, and I was talking about it a lot 2 years ago, that an executive order regarding Russia from a couple of years ago. And also, I think it's akin to what's in the tax laws. If you just did your tax returns, they ask you if you have a foreign bank account, they ask you if you have cryptocurrency. They're not interested in enforcing these rules on everybody. What they're interested in is having a tool that once they've identified the man, now they can line him up with the crime. They're not interested in keeping everybody from looking at these websites. What they're interested in is being able to go after political opponents and having draconian laws that they can throw at them. They don't care if some black or Mexican or whatever uses a VPN. But if they, but if you're on their radar screen, then they they're going to use this against you. That's the way I see it.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying is that local sheriffs and law enforcement agencies and the state and county and city level just need to not comply with that. Just don't allow the feds to come in and arrest.
Well, so, yeah, in the Matt, okay, well, maybe.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Law enforcement agencies and the state and county and city level just need to not comply with that. Just don't allow the feds to come in and arrest.
Well, so, yeah, in the... Okay, well, maybe. With the coronavirus stuff, they were trying to get everybody to go along with it. And thus, because it was aimed at everybody, they did need the cooperation of local law enforcement. But here, I see this as being targeted at specifically at political enemies. And it's the same with, you know, there's this law on the book in Virginia and maybe some other states against cross burning, but it doesn't specify cross burning. It just says burning objects in order to intimidate other people. Okay. Well, I mean, people, like I say, you've had all these riots where they're torching buildings and they're torching cars, and nothing ever happens. And those intimidate people for sure. But now you've got they're taking out this law and using it against Richard Spencer and other people who were walking around with a torch. And you know, they weren't threatening to burn anything down. They were just doing it because it had cool aesthetics. That's all. It was all about having cool aesthetics. They weren't threatening anybody with fire. But they're using this against the political enemies. These people at Charlottesville were political enemies, whereas the, you know, rioters or whatever aren't.
Well, yeah, and I get that. And you know, I get that the feds could come into the local sheriff's office and say, well, these people are, you know, traitors to America because China's taken over and we're against the CCP and you have to turn these people over. But if you could win the sheriff and the local law enforcement over, this could not be enforced. You know, the feds could not enforce this without the help of local law enforcement, period. Because if 25, you know, FBI SWAT team agents show up at my house, if I call the sheriff and say, hey, yo, deploy the militia or, you know, get these people off my property, you know, that could be a real fight. That could be a real pushback. That's what I'm saying, is that you get the local law enforcement on your side.
Yeah.
And that's the point where if it comes to, we can't vote our way out, let's shoot our way out. That's the point where that could be actually relevant, is having local law enforcement say, feds, get out of here. We don't recognize your jurisdiction.
And, you know, to that point, in the waning days of the Soviet Union, you were having local authorities not cooperating. And this the same with Yugoslavia. You just haven't. Slovenia, you had local militias, and they were just saying, no, you feds can't come in here. And that's actually how the whole Yugoslav civil war started. So,
well, that's,
yeah.
That's the only way out of this. I mean, is to get your local law enforcement, you know, on the same page with you to, so that they will protect you and do their job and uphold the Constitution, because that's what the sheriff. And the sheriff has a lot the sheriff is an elected official. I mean, I would argue that the sheriff is one of the most powerful elected officials in the United States, because they have the backing of the people and they actually have the manpower and the firepower to back that representation up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it depends on what part of the country you're in, but, we've got people in all different parts of the country, and who knows, you know, we don't know if the country is going to stay together, whether it's desirable, but we're at the end of our time. It's been fun.
Thanks a lot, Patrick. It's been great, man. You stay classy. Okay.
It's been fun. It's been real, and it has been real fun. All right. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.